You're now listening to From the Jump, where we keep the convo going with the latest and greatest in hip-hop. With your hosts, Mr. White and Syllable. They tell it like it is.
From the Jump.
Right in front of my face. Welcome to From the Jump, your source for all things hip-hop. I'm Syllable. This is my co-host,
Mr. White.
And we're here to talk today about a really traumatic event that's happened very recently. In fact, not too far away from where we're at here in Austin, Texas, of the Astroworld fiasco that was headlined by Travis Scott, Drake, and many more. And right now, it's unfortunate that so many deaths have happened, even the death of a nine-year-old boy, as a result of the surge in the crowd. And I even thought about going to this concert because I'm in Austin and H-Town is not that far away. And so I was even on the fence about going to this. I'm glad I didn't, but it's unfortunate about what has happened.
And Travis Scott, you know, he's a great artist. And this is one of those situations where it's like, but you got to separate the art from the person. But you also have to reconnect that at some point and say, hey, is this guy's music, is his movement, is it really good for people, right? And especially when you have such a tragic event, you have 300 lawsuits being filed, you got
totaling over $3 billion.
You're getting Apple, Live Nation being pulled into this, Drake's being pulled into this, and many more people that were involved. And, you know, I just want to say my condolences for anybody that lost anyone at the concert, as well as just saying that we got to do better, people. This isn't okay on either side in terms of, you know, definitely Travis Scott for, you know, having multiple infractions like this across different shows.
It's not the first time it's happened.
You know, he likes to have a high energy show, but you still, there's reasons why we have security and precaution and gates and fences and all of this order when you have a major show like this. And it's like when you ignore that stuff and you tell the people in the crowd who are very, you know,
susceptible,
fanatical, right? When it comes to artists, it's like you can't influence them to do things that are dangerous. And it's sad that this took place. The show didn't get stopped. And now we have this immense tragedy on our hands. And I don't know. I mean,
it's one of those things that
it's very crazy.
The reason why this is so disturbing is because it could have been avoided. This is not a hurricane. This is not a flood. This is not something that happened where, oh, it's natural forces. We just couldn't help it. It happened because of the poor planning that was done by the whole setup for the, it was 50,000 people. Because of the poor planning and the way it was set up, it was understaffed for security. And consistently throughout the concerts that Travis Scott has held, he encourages people, as you've mentioned before, of rushing past security. Raging is what a lot of it's called, about trying to just go crazy at the shows and rush the stands. There was even this one guy who was very disrespectful towards a lot of the victims that got hurt, injured, and even killed at this concert, dancing on an ambulance, preventing it from going forward to assist those who had been injured. And so we see this kind of disregard going on. And the thing is that it's unfortunate that accidents happen, but where this is really coming down to the wire is Travis Scott could have prevented this from happening. He already had warnings before from this happening at other shows, but yet he didn't. And right now, with $3 billion worth of lawsuits going against him, Live Nation, Apple, and other companies involved in this event, he's worth $60 million right now. This could break his whole career.
Yeah, and I mean, it definitely is going to put a huge tarnish on his legacy. And it's one of those things where, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to continue to enjoy him as an artist, because he's done something that I can't really reconcile with. And I've been to festivals, you know, we talked about going to ACL. You've been to Rock the Bells. I've been to South By multiple times. I've been to Euphoria, like festivals that are really large, really intense. And yeah, you get huge crowds, but people don't have that type of energy. And we also grew up in the punk rock, the crunk era of rap, where, you know, people were rowdy, you know, but there's never, the rowdiness was always this idea, even metal, right? When people mosh, if somebody falls, they pick them up. You know, if it's getting too violent, then the security's going to stop that shit. They're going to calm it down. Like, there's no reason why this should have gotten to this point. And it's like, I don't understand why people don't get that when you go to a show, you have to be considerate of the other people there. They pay their money too, and you're all coming there to enjoy an experience, not to basically try to trample on each other so you can get a better view of Travis Scott, which, I mean, in my opinion, being closer to the stage doesn't necessarily make the experience better. I mean, the speakers are set up in a way so that the triangle cone can hit people's ears in a different way. So if you stand that close to the stage, it's actually going to sound worse. So I don't know, man. This kind of disgusts me.
It is disgusting. What's that one singer called? It's Abel. What is her name?
Adele.
Okay. So at an Adele concert, someone was passing out. Adele stopped the entire concert and said, hey, wait a second. Someone is passing out. Get someone over there. Clear the area. Can they stand up? Let's get someone over there to help them out medically. Stop the whole concert. Completely opposite from what happened at Travis Scott's concert, where he looked confused for a second, then kept the show going. And so there's been a lot of debates online, and a lot of my Facebook friends in the hip-hop community have debated whether or not he is culpable at all. Apparently, over 300 lawsuits have determined that he is culpable. He is responsible for how his concerts are done. When this first came out, I was kind of doubtful because I didn't want to, you know, play the blame game if he didn't play a part. And it was the result of the people who had organized the festival that maybe they had done something wrong, right? But it was the fact that it was understaffed with security, only two stations for water, and the fact there's a reoccurring history. I mean, you were talking about he was urging some kid to do something at another show.
Yeah, he was actually, and this lawsuit was won, right? It was a young guy. He was on a very high platform. Travis Scott was like, hey, go ahead and jump. Those people are going to catch you. They didn't catch him, and he ends up being, basically injured to where, you know, he lost use of his limbs. He's, you know,
is it quadriplegic?
Paraplegic. But he's now he has a serious disability
in a wheelchair
because he was influenced. He had that pressure, and it's like, you have to know as an artist, especially as a mainstream artist, that you do have influence over people. And you can't just say stuff casually like that. And, you know, Live Nation could have stopped the show, but Travis could have stopped that show. I guess I'm tired of people trying to, like, separate them too much. It's like, he knows that if he was like, hey, too much going on, I'm not performing anymore, you guys need to calm down, back up. But that's not his mantra, right? His mantra is like, hey, let's everybody get in, let's crush, let's get crazy. And it's like, if you drive that type of energy, then you're at risk for these situations happening. And
if you got an ambulance pulling into your crowd and you're still rapping,
you need to stop.
I'm sorry. No. If I see an ambulance, I've done shows at many venues, and I've done shows where there have been a lot of people there. I've done shows with the Mohawk, sold out shows with, you know, Devin the Dude. If there was EMS people coming into the middle of the crowd, I'm going to stop that. I'm not going to keep rapping. What do they tell you when you see an ambulance? Do you keep going at normal speed? You pull over, you stop, you let the ambulance go by to take care of the people they need to take care of. So, yeah.
And if he would have stopped the show, I don't think it would have gotten as bad as it did. Because people would have calmed down, right? Because they'd be like, oh shit, the show just stopped.
Yeah.
Let me think about what I'm doing now. But the fact that he kept going, people were like, oh, I guess it's okay to just be completely oblivious of other human beings. And, you know, the crowd is also at fault too, right? You, as a fan, like I say, as a fan, don't go to a show being so inconsiderate of human life like that. I was hearing people stepping over bodies that were laying on the ground, like, pick your fellow person up. Like, yeah. I call it this COVID hangover, where basically people haven't gone out their house in so long. You see this big show, so everybody wants to go because they haven't gotten out. And now it's like nobody knows how to behave themselves anymore. They don't have manners. Yeah. They don't have tact. It's just bad all around. They're
desensitized to social situations. But why this is kind of upsetting is the fact is – I've been to Rock the Bells several times. That has more people than the Travis Scott concert. This is a giant festival, right? At the Shoreline Amphitheater, you know, there's giant, South by Southwest probably has even more people. No, not probably, definitely has more people on the streets than the Travis Scott. So does ACL. ACL had 75,000 this year. And I was at there, Travis Scott at 50K. We don't see that. No. We don't see that type of behavior because of the crowd control, because of the attitude of the artists on stage, not encouraging the crowd to just rage forward. And so the thing is, you got all types of factors in golf. You got all... I mean, the fact is, we got all types of factors involved. You got the factor is, you got the people that haven't been out in a long time. Some of us, we have been out, we've been socializing, maybe we're vaccinated, we've had some chances to kind of readapt. But a lot of people, maybe this is their first time coming out. Or you've got that factor. You got the factor is that people are probably on drugs. They're on any type of, whether it's Xanax, cocaine, marijuana, pills. They smoking something, they popping some pills, they doing something. We don't know what these people are on because they want a pregame. Maybe they came to the show already drunk and now they're just topping it off. And now add that to the charisma, the star power of someone on stage, now telling people that are inebriated, they're already obsessed with the artist. But on top of that, we got substance abuse, we got maybe reintroduction into society, acclimation, and now we got all that. They're highly susceptible. This is where Travis Scott does bear responsibility. So what do you think is going to happen as a result of all these lawsuits? Is this going to make Travis Scott have to stop rapping or rap even more to try to make up the difference? How will he recoup from that?
Well, this put Live Nation out of business. I mean, they're a big brand, you know, and I don't necessarily want to drum this up, but Jay-Z is tied to that brand. You know, he hasn't come out and made a statement.
He's silent so far.
And he probably doesn't want to. I mean, that might be the best PR move for this type of situation. He wasn't there, but a company that he's partnered with, that they also have infractions for having, you know, less than needed requirements for their shows. And it's like, when you're such a big brand, why are you cheaping out? You know, like you're doing a disservice to yourself as a company when you take these types of risks.
And these shortcuts.
And it's like, you could have spent a little extra money. You guys are making... This, I'm sure a show of 50,000 is making enough money to have more security.
50,000, what were tickets, like $100, $200?
Maybe, I don't know.
What's 50,000 times 200? We're talking like 50 million, 5 million? Either way, it's in the millions of dollars. For millions of dollars, you can put like 10 drink stations, not just two. I mean, for water. Come on. So, I definitely, you know, the smoke is cleared. In the beginning, definitely was on the fence about whether or not Travis Scott was at all responsible for this. I said maybe it was the organizers, but the pattern in the history of this happening, the fact that one man is paraplegic in a wheelchair as a result of Travis Scott encouraging him to jump off of some kind of balcony or, you know, heightened platform, that's not a good legacy you want to leave your fans. So we definitely here from the jump have our deepest heartfelt sympathy for the victims of this event. Hopefully we can reintegrate better into society going forward, and artists that are holding these shows can do a better job of taking care of the fans that are filling their bank accounts. So ideally we can hope for that to happen. And we just want to make sure everyone's staying safe out there. And this is a learning process. We're readapting as society opens up, and we got to figure this out. But we're definitely going to, you know, stay on it and keeping you folks informed on the latest and greatest in hip hop. And let's hope things turn out better next time for the next festival. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of From the Jump. Peace.